All right, everybody, welcome back. We are going on another one of our deep dives today.
Yes, we are. And this one is going to be a little bit different.
It is. We're going to be looking at a children's story, right?
We are. A children's story called The Talking Snowflake Adventure.
So, as always, we like to kind of use these deep dives to explore not just the story itself, but also some like real world stuff.
That's right. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about snowflakes and we're going to be looking at the science of snowflakes along the way.
Okay. So should we just jump into it then? The Talking Snowflake Adventure?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get started.
Okay. So the story begins with these two siblings, Lena and Jordan, who I guess are like super excited about the first snowfall.
Right. It's that magical time of year when everything is fresh and new.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, they're out there, like, catching snowflakes on their mittens, you know, like kids do.
Yeah, of course. And Lena is convinced that every single snowflake is different. She's like, look, this one's different. This one's different. But Jordan's not so sure. He's a little bit more, you know, skeptical.
Yeah, I mean, they all look kind of similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when they're tiny like that.
That's exactly what Jordan thinks. He's like, I don't know, Lena. They all look kind of the same to me.
So I'm guessing something happens that changes his mind.
Well, let's just say that they get a very special visitor. Mm-hmm. As they're catching snowflakes, they hear this tiny little voice.
A tiny voice.
Yeah, like, hey, no two snowflakes are the same.
Oh, wow, what is that?
They look around, and sitting right there on Lena's mitten is a talking snowflake.
No way. A talking snowflake.
A talking snowflake. And he introduces himself as Frosty Fred.
Of course, his name is Frosty Fred. Okay, so Frosty Fred the Talking Snowflake. I'm guessing he's going to teach them all about snowflakes now.
He sure is. He's on a mission to prove to Jordan that each and every snowflake is unique and special.
Okay, so how does he do that? Where does he even begin?
Well, first, Frosty Fred tells them about where snowflakes come from. They're born high up in the clouds where it's super cold.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you need cold for snow, but like, how do they actually form?
It all starts with tiny drops of water floating around in the air. When it gets cold enough, these water droplets freeze into tiny ice crystals.
Mm. So that's how a snowflake starts its life.
Exactly. But the journey doesn't end there. As these ice crystals fall down to Earth, they bump into more water droplets in the air.
Right, right. And those water droplets freeze onto the crystal, so it gets bigger.
Exactly. And sometimes they run into some pretty wild weather along the way.
Okay, like what kind of weather?
Well, Frosty Fred describes it as a snowflake tornado.
Wait, a snowflake tornado? What's that? Like a mini tornado made of snow?
That's the idea. The wind whips them around, making them spin and twirl as they fall.
Wow, so a snowflake is like on this crazy adventure as it falls from the sky.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster ride for a snowflake.
But wait, so you said bumping into water droplets makes the snowflake bigger, and so does the wind. What else shapes a snowflake?
Well, another really important factor is temperature, like the temperature of the air that the snowflake is falling through. If it's really, really cold, the ice crystals might grow into these long, pointy shapes.
Okay.
But if it's a little bit warmer, they might form flat, six-sided shapes. We call those hexagons.
Oh.
Hmm.
Like the one Lena found, a hexagon with 6 points.
Exactly. Or even maybe they could look like a star with 6 points.
Oh, that's right. Lena found one. Shaped like a star.
And that's exactly Frosty Fred's point. Each snowflake takes a different path, runs into different weather, and faces different temperatures as it falls, making it totally one of a kind.
Oh, I love that. But I'm also a little bit sad because I know all snowflakes eventually.
Yeah. A warm sunbeam appears and, well, you know what happens to snowflakes when they meet sunshine.
Yeah. He melts.
He melts away.
Oh, that's so sad. Poor Frosty Fred.
It is sad. But Lena and Jordan will never forget Frosty Fred and his amazing lesson about snowflakes. They spend the rest of the day looking at all the different snowflakes, imagining all the incredible journeys they took to get there.
You know what? I think Frosty Fred would be happy about that.
I think so, too. And, you know, the next time you see snow falling, take a close look.
Yeah. You might just see stars and hexagons and all kinds of crazy shapes.
Each one with its own story to tell.
And hey, maybe you'll even hear a tiny little voice saying hello. You never know, right? There might be more talking snowflakes out there.
You never know.
Well, that was fun. See you next time, adventurers.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.